Hey there, everyone. Tim and SK here for Power Ups Not Included. We just got back from don't mind our clinking of the glasses because we're, of course, having a good time tonight. We just got back from the Diablo 3 release, and we were a little disappointed.
There weren't that many people.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
And we were the only ones wearing the t-shirts they've been selling all day.
Yeah. So we of course, we went back in earlier in the day to go ahead and just finalize the sale instead of coming back tonight and doing it. So, the hell with it. We're in town. We're in the area. Let's go ahead and, you know, finish everything up. So we go ahead and finish everything up. And they say, hey, by the way, we have Diablo 3 t-shirts. I'm like, no way. So
which... We're in the shape of video game boxes.
Yeah, if anyone's
which
not
totally
familiar.
Sold me on it. Yeah, I wouldn't have bought it if it was on a hanger. I'd have said fuck that.
Yeah, it has to be in a video game box. No, but if anyone's familiar with GameStop, every now and then they of course have some T-shirts for the games that are already out or are coming out. I know of Mass Effect 3 had some N7 ones, and. The last one I picked up from
a Batman one when we bought ours. There was a Batman one in the middle.
There was a Batman one?
Yeah, I think they're making another Batman game.
Yeah, so they have a Batman one. I didn't see that one, but he did. And like the last one I actually bought from them was the Halo Reach Elite symbol. So whenever you're playing Elite, you got the whole... Oh, it's good. not Elite. A Legendary. Legendary status. Oh, so
feels
it's got
good?
Yeah, it does feel good.
I actually met a dude with a tattoo like that. Like, right here on his underside of his bicep. Big old, you know, legendary
with legendary sitting.
Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah, so we were kind of disappointed. I mean, because we've been to other midnight releases, and there have been more people. I mean, there was
wrapped around the building.
Yeah, yeah. Usually you get wrapped around the building, wrapped around, and then back across to, you know, the rest of the shopping district that the building is contained within. But this time, we were pretty much contained within...
It was about 24 people.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much, but however...
saw the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, so if you'll probably see the picture before you'll hear this, but there was...
We should make the picture the link.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, it should be in there. But there was a guy... This is the baddest motherfucker I think ever, because we don't, I think out of any of the Midnight releases I've been to, I have never seen somebody actually cosplay for the actual release, and there's a guy in fucking chainmail.
With a cape?
And he was cool as shit, like he was cool to talk to, and immediately he had no problem with, of course, having his picture taken too. So we escaped.
I think he was dying to have his picture taken.
I mean, you go in there, you know, you want somebody to to notice you kind of thing.
And the first thing I did, hey, I'm going to take your picture.
Yeah.
With me.
Yeah. So, of course, I grab Scott's phone and take the picture of him, and we're getting through everything and gets to the midnight
just
point.
Chit-chatting with him. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, chit-chatting with someone else, and like we got into the conversation about how to fry chicken wings with somebody else. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Did that bitch have, like, shit around her teeth.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh my God, no, she had this like that black gunk, you know, when you don't really take care of your teeth.
I'm just saying, blackness. I was looking at the GameCube controllers and all I was thinking about was beating your ass in Smash Brothers. Like that's all I could think about. Then I was lying about her
buddy. Neil's listening to this, he'll beat your ass.
Hey Neil, go fuck yourself.
Suck a dick.
Yeah. Because I'll come for you again in Smash Brothers. But beside the point again, you know, it was pretty entertaining, even for the lack of people. It was pretty damn cool. Of course, we can't really play yet since there's servers being off and everything and not being on until...
It'll take an hour and a half just to upload it to your computer.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta take... Well, no, it wouldn't take that long. I mean, if there's, like, day one patching, we just walked in the door and said, hey, let's go ahead and do a little audio snippet. So we haven't even gone through the installation process yet at all. I'm still staring at the box.
So, we're here to talk about the dude in chainmail.
Yeah, the dude in chainmail.
He was the shit!
Yeah, he was.
And I hope he's listening to this.
I really do, too, because we gave him the address for the website and said, hey, come check us out whenever we get this shit posted up there. But, like, he was intense. Like,
the you pictures, just wait till you see the picture.
Of course, you'll see the pictures, I guess, first before you see the link, because it'll all be one post, but you'll see those things right away before you actually come and, you know, listen to us talking about things. But, no,
Tim, I look like a rapist.
Yeah, of course, as always.
Tim looks like he's sniffing a fart.
Yeah. I was trying to get the intensity, but
no, you couldn't match. You couldn't match it. I mean, right, Tim. Hold on. Minus that dude, Tim would probably be intense, but he just has it.
Again, I'm going to look at it again. I mean, we're looking at the picture right now. Again, the dude's got motherfucking shoulder pads too.
And you know what? I put my arm around him mostly so I could feel his cape, and it was velvet.
It was a good cape.
It was a good cape, legit as hell.
But I'm going to go ahead and say, because like your hand's on the shoulder pad there, so it was a
shoulder
pad.
Well, that's why the shoulder pad was definitely still metal and leather.
Awesome.
Probably pleather.
Awesome. So very, very authentic. So the guy, you know, he put some work into it. And we have to say, again, kudos. So we'll go ahead and cheer one more time for you.
Wait. Let's get it close enough to the mic.
Okay, here. There we go. So my plastic glasses, which I thought we were supposed to be dignified with, but, you know, you can only afford what you can afford on my budget, I guess.
Well, when you spend everything on video games.
Yeah, you know, video games come first, and then, you know, fancy glasses. I mean, that's, you know, people actually come over to the house, which no one ever really does. So
these aren't glass?
I don't think so, are they?
They feel glass.
I don't know.
I mean, when
they clinked.
I don't think you could do this with plastic.
Can you?
I think it has to be glass.
If someone can prove us wrong, go right ahead and say, you know, you can, of course, do the rimming of the glass with...
Don't say rimming.
Sky is a master rimmer. He knows his rimming. He knows his way around the rim of an object.
Especially a beetle.
Yeah. So, of course, again, you know, it was pretty cool.
It was fun.
And so, again, we're a little disappointed with the actual turnout, but again, you know, it comes down to console gamers just have yeah, I mean they definitely are a bigger force in the community.
I still call myself a console gamer. I've had a computer for a month.
Yeah, Fox. You've had a computer longer than that, but you've of course
I haven't had a computer that can run games.
True. Well, you had the one, and then of course, then it broke, and then I got parts of it sent to me saying, "Hey, you know, do with these as you wish," kind of thing, which I got it still
on his desk.
Yeah,
dick.
I haven't. There's almost no reason to put that thing back together. I mean, especially when you have something like this now. You know,
it's still a decent card.
Asus makes one hell of a gaming laptop. I'll go ahead and say
let's leave Asus out of this.
What? What's wrong with this? Sorry. I don't mean to, like,
We're digressing.
Don't mean to, like, accidentally name drop for people, but go ahead and check out the Gaming Republic series of Asus. You know, if you want to go ahead and sponsor us, go right the fuck ahead. You know,
Asus. Sound when it comes on.
Boom! It should explode whenever you log in. It's fantastic, except for the fact that your quick load button on the previous model was a pain in the balls.
I kept hitting the wrong one.
Yeah, well, but the new one has the two buttons separated, so thank you, Asus, for, of course, separating those two buttons.
Fixing that?
Yeah, thank you. we still are digressing. But again, it was quiet. We had some fun. Of course, the tellers at GameStop were awesome. One dude was... He was
lit on cocaine.
Why?
You can see it in his eyes.
Why even throw that out there? If GameStop employee, I'm sorry, I didn't really catch your name during this whole endeavor, but we apologize. You just might be excited and happy for the games to come out. I apologize for my brother's comments about you being on cocaine.
And dark haired chick with the tight green T-shirt with the boobs. My phone number is...
Again, I apologize for my brother and his comments towards all GameStop employees.
You're all fantastic. I love you all.
Yeah, you all take my money. And what the best part was...
No. GameStop employees kind of rule. They always, you know, they're all at least gamers.
Yeah, they, for the most part, know this shit. I think I've actually run into it like a dickhead.
Never seen an old guy in a GameStop.
There's like that... I don't think he's British, but he's definitely... Maybe he's Australian. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a cool-ass dude, too. But, you know, the thing is, we walked into... We started talking about this, but we got sidetracked again. But we walked in there when we went to go basically finalize our purchases around 6 o'clock or whatever, and they said, you know, the T-shirts. And we showed back up tonight, and the guy's like, oh, did you guys pre-order And he looks at us and goes, wait, you guys are the ones that fucking...
You wore the t-shirts!
You're wearing the t-shirts because you know, we're both walking in there with our Diablo 3 t-shirts.
We matched. We skipped in. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We held hands.
Yeah. We frolicked. We frolicked. It's okay. It's a brother's thing.
All right.
I guess. We're fine.
Yeah, even if we were brothers, it'd be all right.
Yeah. So video games. Yeah. In North Carolina, with that whole voting thing, you all fucked up or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You can fuck your cousin, but not another dude.
Yeah, thank you, Field Blog.
It's still true. It's been true.
Yeah, but that dude was so excited because he was like, oh, you guys were here early. And you're wearing the fucking t-shirts. Like, that was hilarious.
We ironed them.
Yeah, we did iron them, which I think Scott was more surprised at the fact that I actually had an iron in the house.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah, because...
Blew my mind.
I live a very bachelor lifestyle, so...
He's got a Mario decal on one of his walls.
And I also have a signed Angry Video Game Nerd picture.
Battlestar Galactica...
Yingling, RVB, more RVB, more Blizzard shit, Coors Light, that can get the fuck out of here. It just looks cool.
Oh.
It looks okay.
She who shan't be named.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. But yeah.
But, no, we had a great night. Of course, we can't play, so we decided we'll go ahead and fill this time with us.
We'll have a chit-chat.
Yeah, you know.
It's fun.
It's like an impromptu episode of one of our podcasts. Why the hell not, you know?
Fuck it.
So we were excited. We thought about doing some interviewing, but we also thought that we would have a bigger crowd out there. And I guess we immediately got taken aback by the dude in the chainmail. So
yeah, no. I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, so any
and
of
that's
our...
a real word.
Yeah, so any of our original ideas to go out there and actually interview and to ask questions about... You know, what people were excited about with the title, they went right out the damn door immediately after we just do the chainmail. Sorry, a little bit of a burp there. But then, of course, we get scared by the one guy. And, I mean, because the Max Payne 3 release was tonight, too. So
yeah, so you got all the Roy Junkie.
Yeah, so we...
I wish I got a picture of him. Damn it, I should have did.
Because there, I mean, we joked, not we, but sorry, I didn't mean to claim us on that, but there was an old comic from Rooster Teeth where we're talking about, like, they were excited about the Halo release, but then, like, you had all the fucking, like, jocks and everything from college or high school show up, and you know, all the roid motherfuckers showing up, and, like, we're so scared, like, we just want to play the video game, but like, we'll fucking teabag you and fuck your mother right in front of you, like, whoa, hey, that's unnecessary. And
that walked in was a comic, like a cartoon. Tim's like Pac movie. Dude, look.
This guy was motherfucking Popeye. Like, seriously, he had a can of spinach before he walked in the damn door. The size of his arms proportioned to like the rest of his body.
He couldn't lay him against his own body. They were just like super roided out.
Yeah, and like the rest of him was like small too. Like, so he's just
tiny.
Like the big ass arms.
Including his penis and balls.
Yeah.
Roids does that to you.
Yeah, so you have no
PSA.
Dick. Yeah, so if you were like trying to impress some lady, it's not really working out for you because, you know, now you've got like turtle head dick.
U.S. government, we would like some money.
Yeah, so I was going to throw that out there right now. You went ahead and, you know...
Don't take steroids.
Yeah, another PSA from us here at Power Ups Not Included. Don't take steroids, don't be a dick, don't be a jock asshole.
But smoke weed.
Yeah, go ahead, smoke weed, drink beer.
It's good.
I think...
Mushrooms every now and again.
Just
don't...
Just with trusted... people around. Don't,
and don't sit next to your mother.
Yeah, especially don't sit next to your mother. And don't also do mushrooms and then walk back into the room when not knowing
that your mother is in the damn room.
Is watching a movie with another son and then say, hey, we're high on mushrooms.
It wasn't we're high on mushrooms. It said, hey, we're going to go smoke a blunt.
Yeah, but this conversation has taken a
weird turn.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to chop this part out.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Yeah, okay.
No, we're not.
Mom.
She isn't. Like, our parents, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say.
Our parents don't listen to this, so
yeah, so
cool.
we've been doing this for a while, and I honestly, we have fun. Because, I mean, you're not around all that much, but, like, I have to sit down and talk to you know, dad and everything else about this, and they say, well, you know, what's new with you and everything else, and I explain the website, what we do for the videos and everything. He goes, oh,
and yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's nice. Like, oh, well, I guess, yeah, no one really understands the life of the gamer all too much. So we have fun with that. But again, we're going to go ahead, and I think we're going to cut it here. We just want to go ahead
and play some more Batman.
Yeah, we're going to play some Batman to kill some time and drink this fine growler from Sharp Edge Brasserie.
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
What's the address?
South Fayette, I guess.
South Fayette?
I guess it's considered South Fayette. Maybe. I don't know. McMurray, maybe?
Maybe they'll give some money.
No, they won't.
Well, maybe if you say it enough.
Sharp Edge Brasserie.
I think we need to do it on more than one show.
Sharp Edge Brasserie. Of course, Tip Amanda, she always takes care of us whenever we go out to the bar.
She's very lovely.
Yeah, she's a very, very nice woman. And we keep on... okay, anyway.
Digressing. Hey!
Digressing.
So good night! It's time for Batman! My balls are out!
Yeah, so... And it's very disturbing, given the fact that this is in my house, and he's whipping his junk out. But he walked away anyway. But we're going to go ahead and... we're going to go ahead and install Diablo, and of course get ready for the first time we get to play. Of course, we won't get to play tomorrow, or at least tonight, since the servers are having issues. Scott, of course, will, because he doesn't have no goddamn job here in Pennsylvania. But I, of course, have to go make the money to keep the roof over our heads kind of thing. And... he'll get to play, and of course, tell me it's fantastic. But I played the beta, and he didn't.
Stop! And just turn the damn thing off.
All right. Okay.
Hey. Hey.
All right.
This is Scott. And signing off for Tim.
Yep.
We love you guys. Play Diablo.
And do the chainmail. You fucking rock.
Do with the chainmail rules.
Sorry, I hope you heard this. Yeah. Sorry to get your name. You know, if you see the post, you know, put your comment or whatever in it, because that'd be awesome. So y'all have yourselves a good night, and for all your Diablo players. We'll see you when we see you. Good night.